This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the independent nonprofit organization that distributed federal funds to PBS, NPR, public media programming, and more than 1,500 public media stations across the country for nearly 60 years, voted last Monday to dissolve itself. Officials chose dissolution over maintaining a dormant organization that could become manipulated by new stewards appointed by President Donald Trump, an outspoken critic of public broadcasting. The CPB board's vote in the new year came after Congress voted last summer at the Trump administration's request to defund the corporation and claw back about $1.1 billion of federal funding for public broadcasting. The corporation determined that remaining dormant without funding left the organization vulnerable to future political manipulation or misuse, threatening the independence of public media and the trust that audiences place in it, according to a statement. Since its inception with the enactment of the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967, the corporation has distributed funding to programs such as Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Sesame Street, films by Ken Burns, and the PBS NewsHour. Patricia Harrison, the president and CEO of the corporation, said, "For more than half a century, CPB existed to ensure that all Americans, regardless of geography, income, or background, had access to trusted news, educational programming, and local storytelling. When the administration and Congress rescinded federal funding, our board faced a profound responsibility. CPB's final act would be to protect the integrity of the public media system and the democratic values by dissolving, rather than allowing the organization to remain defunded and vulnerable to additional attacks." In its remaining time, the corporation said it would finish distributing its remaining funds and continue its support of the American Archive of Public Broadcasting's digitization and preservation work. The corporation said its own archives will be preserved in partnership with the University of Maryland and will be made publicly available. The Montana State University Bobcat football team won the national championship title last Monday, and MSU and Bobcat fans will celebrate the national championship football team with a parade through downtown and a celebration at Bobcat Stadium on Saturday, January 17th. The parade begins at 10 a.m. departing from Bobcat Stadium, heading north on 11th, then turning east on Main Street as the team vehicles are joined by the Spirit of the West Marching Band, the Montana State Spirit Squad, and the Montana State Rodeo Team. The parade will progress east on Main Street and then turn south on Highland, then west on Kagi back to Bobcat Stadium. Celebrants are invited to line Main Street between 11th and Rouse for the full championship celebration. After the parade, everyone is encouraged to go to Bobcat Stadium for a program and celebration with words from Montana State University President Brock Tessman, Montana State University Athletic Director Leon Costello, and MSU Bobcat Head Coach Brent Vegan. The program will run from approximately 11:30 a.m. to noon before an open time to mingle with players. The Bobcats defeated the Illinois State Redbirds 35-34 in the championship playoffs' first ever overtime game on Monday, January 5th in Nashville. The dramatic win gave MSU its first football national title since 1984. Later that same day, Saturday, MSU Bobcat men's and women's basketball teams play their own Cat Grizz games against UM at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. The women's team hosts the cross-state rivals at 2 p.m., and the men play at 7 p.m. Fans are encouraged to wear gold to the games in support of the Bobcats. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.